This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
Hello and welcome to Question and Answer of the Week. I'm Beth.
And I'm Jiaying. 本期你问我答节目要回答的问题来自听众刺猬，问题如下。
你好，请问 because of, owing to, due to, 和 for 的区别是什么？谢谢。
谢谢刺猬发来的问题。问题中的这些词翻译成汉语都是因为，而且它们都是连接词。
To explain the difference, we're first going to hear a dialogue.
在听对话的过程中，想想两人在谈论什么问题。
Everyone is late to work today because of the icy roads.
Yes, a lot of trains were cancelled due to the weather.
The train company sent a notification. Owing to the icy weather, journeys may take longer today.
对话中的两人谈论的问题是 icy roads.地面结冰导致的一系列后果。我们接下来在讲解不同连接词的过程中会重新播放对话中的相应例句。
Now we're going to look at the meaning and use of each word to explain the differences. Because of is used in spoken and written English and can be used in formal and informal situations.
Because of, 因为。在口语和书面语以及正式和非正式场合中都能使用。它可以用于句中或句首。
Everyone is late to work today because of the icy roads. If we move because of to the beginning, the sentence sounds slightly more formal and is more common in writing. Everyone is late to work today because of the icy roads.
Because of the icy roads, everyone was late to work today.
Because of can be followed by a noun or a pronoun, and if a verb follows these, it must be in the ing form.
是的 ,because of 后接名词或代词。名词或代词的后面可以接动词的现在分词形式。在对话中 ,because of 后接 icy roads。
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
Now let's compare this with due to. Due to is a little more formal than because of.
Due to 的意思是由于。它在日常英语交流中并不常见。但你可以在正式场合和写作中，特别是学术英语中使用 due to.
But it does have the same grammar as because of. So due to can be followed by a noun or a pronoun and then an ing verb.
Due to 后面可以接名词或代词，再接动词的现在分词。
Trains were cancelled due to it snowing heavily.
Due to 可以放在句首或句中，但它在句子中的位置并不改变句子的正式程度。
A lot of trains were cancelled due to the weather.
Due to the weather, trains were cancelled.
Now let's look at owing to. It's more common in writing than speaking because it's formal.
连接词 owing to 在写作中比在口语交流中更常见，而且比 because of 和 due to 更正式。另外 ,owing to 特别适用于正式公告或官方通知中。
Owing to the icy weather, journeys may take longer today.Owing to can go at the beginning or the middle of a sentence.
从句中的位置来看 ,owing to 可以用于句首或句中,不过它的位置并不影响句子的正式程度。
Owing to the icy weather, journeys may take longer today.
Journeys may take longer today owing to the icy weather.
Let's compare this with for, which is used differently to the other linkers.
I didn't go out, for the weather was awful.
After for, we use a main clause, which means it's followed by a subject and a verb in the infinitive or relevant tense, like the past simple.
与问题中的前三个词不同的是 ,for 后接包含主语和谓语动词的主从句。而且这里 ,for 只能放在句中,不能放在句首。
And the use of for as a linker is quite archaic in English now, so if used in speaking, it can be considered pretentious.
不过大家要注意 ,for 虽然也有由于的意思,但它做连接词的用法已经不常用了。如果在口语中这样使用 for, 那么听起来可能有些做作。连接词 for 多用于诗歌和故事中,听起来比较有诗意。 希望我们的讲解和例句让你对这些说明因果关系的连接词有了更深的理解。
If you have a question about the English language you'd like to ask us, please send us an email. Our email address is questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
你也可以通过微博向我们提问，我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。Bye everyone,
bye!
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.